Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Time to get real and welcome everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. And yes, my dear audience, I have been on a short hiatus. I like to call it a spiritual hibernation. But I am back and Reality Spirituality is back. Thank you for all the emails. Thank you for all of the messages and the messages, the emails. I actually, believe it or not, I actually received a handwritten letter to my P.O. box. So I really feel appreciated. I really feel that you are enjoying and you are inspired by the messages that I have. And let me say this. The reason why, I'll give you a reason why I took a little hiatus. I took up a month and a half off of the radio. The universe has been working with me, which means I have even more insights and more concepts to share with you. You know, this universe is really not that complicated. The laws are not complicated. It's very, very simple. We've created a lot of complication behind it, but the laws of the universe are very simple. But before I go off into the content of the program, let me welcome you again. Again, this is Reality Spirituality. And for my new listeners, I do have some new friends on Facebook. And for my new listeners, you're probably wondering, what the hell is Reality Spirituality? Well, I'm glad you asked because I have the answer. Reality Spirituality is a term that I use to describe everyday life experiences and their link to spirituality and personal growth. Spirituality and personal growth go hand in hand. And this show, Reality Spirituality, dissects everyday life experiences down to the least common denominator to reveal and to discover and to show you why you are not as happy as you could be. I'm not as happy as I could be. Reality Spirituality is not a religion. It's a personal guide, a personal roadmap, if you will, of living connected. Connected or plugged into source energy. Now, source energy is the most powerful energy in the universe. Some people call it God. Some people call it Buddha, higher power, etc. But it's just the most powerful energy that you can plug into. It is universal. And when you live connected, when you live plugged in to this powerful universal energy, the only emotion you will feel, the only emotions that you will feel are joy, powerful, loving, light, happy, excited, peaceful, content, grateful. The list of good emotions are endless. And when you decide and when you choose to live connected, there are no other emotions you feel. And you know the emotions that I'm talking about. The emotions that make you angry, the emotions that make you resentful, the emotion that have you pointing your finger at someone else because it's their fault. No, when you live connected, the emotions, in fact, let me just say this. These emotions of sadness, irritation, resentment, jealousy, moodiness, all of that stuff, anger, hopelessness, do you know that all those emotions are man-made? You weren't born feeling resentful or getting angry at someone because they didn't call you. That's not how you were. That isn't your true self. We had to learn to get jealous. We had to learn to get angry at someone else. We had to learn to all of these things that don't feel, we had to learn to be irritated, all these things that don't feel, that don't let you keep your shoulders down, your guard down. I'm so passionate about sharing what I have learned in my life, what I have learned is that my happiness doesn't depend on any outside forces. My happiness does not depend on my bank account. It doesn't depend on whether my husband left me or my mother disinherited me or my car broke down or I lost my job or I'm too fat, I'm too old, I'm going to die. No, when you live connected, there is an inner peace that cannot be shaken. It's an inner peace that is the foundation of a life. I like to say living happily ever after. Is it possible? I say yes. It is possible. But it's only possible when we consciously choose to change our perspective, our limited perspective that we have. This is a good question. And you know me, I can go around and around in a circle to get to 10 points. But this is the question I have for you, audience, my dear audience. How are you different than last year? How are you different in the last 6 months? And when I say that, I don't mean, just surface difference. I mean, I'll give you my example. I was a bitch on wheels, my way or the highway. I walked around. Do you know how I like to persuade people? how I like to persuade people to do exactly what I told them to do, to behave the way I wanted them to behave, to think. You know what I used? You know what was my secret weapon? Well, you can find it at any Home Depot. It's called a hammer. If you did not fall in line. I had my hammer out and I was banging you on the head with it. I don't care who you were, mother, father, husband, son. Sorry, son. I used a hammer. Now, I used a hammer because I didn't know that there was something else that worked. So my question to you is, how are you different from last year? How are you different in the last 6 months? Even how are you different last week? My difference is my weapon of choice, weapon, I use quotes around that, is not a hammer. Do you know what I use to speak to people, to convey my messages, to just have a conversation? My weapon of choice is a feather. Yes. You know the old saying, you can get more honey, you can get more out of, if you use honey than if you use vinegar. That's true. So now, it's never you better my way or the highway. I can make a suggestion and it's always loving. And guess what? If somebody doesn't agree or somebody doesn't want to fall in line and do exactly the way I think that, you know, behave the way I'm actually talking about people in my relationships, my son or my mother or my best friend. I use a feather. It doesn't even feel good for me to hammer anybody on the head anymore. That's what I'm talking about when I say, how are you different? And this reality spirituality, part of getting to this place that is, it's not an easy journey. It's not a quick journey. But it's the journey of living happily ever after. It's the way to live happily ever after until I breathe my last breath on this planet. That has to be a commitment. In other words, I made a commitment to change. Why? Because I got tired of picking up the hammer. I got tired of hitting people and hurting people with a hammer. I got tired of it. It didn't feel good anymore. Now, when I talk about universal energy, and before I go on, you know what, let me say this. You are more than welcome to join me on the show, whether you want to share your wisdom, talk about if you have an issue, a question you want to ask me, call in, please. The number here is 646-564-9619. Again, 646-564-9619. And I want to let you know that if I can do it, if I can change, if I can grow, anyone can. Anyone. Oh, did I forget to tell you I was moody? Throw that in too. Temperamental, throw that in too. Opinionated, judgmental, throw all those things in. Believe me, I was a walking poster. I was a poster child for all of those emotions and all of those behaviors. And this is the best part. I thought I was right. I thought that was the way to be. I really believed that my way of handling everything was perfect, was the best way. But enough about me. Let me share a little bit about what we're going to hear on today's show. Today's show kind of got sidetracked because I heard that Stephen Covey died. Now, Stephen Covey is a leader in the personal development, personal growth industry. In fact, he wrote the national bestseller. It's called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And the subtitle is Powerful Lessons in Personal Change. And I heard today that he died, and I took his book out of my bookcase, and I was just thumbing through it to see what I could share with you on this special day of remembering him. This is chapter, I don't know what chapter it is. I'm just taking a very couple of small paragraphs from his book that just, when I opened it, I went right to this section. So the universe basically guided me to these two paragraphs. And he's talking about principles. And I'm going to say that principles can be interchanged with truth or universal laws. They're all interchangeable, but I'm going to read exactly what Mr. Coveney wrote. And he's talking about principles. And he said, principles don't react to anything. They don't get mad and they don't treat us differently. They don't divorce us or run away with our best friend. They aren't out to get us. They can't pave our way with shortcuts or quick fixes. They don't depend on the behavior of others, the environment, or the current fad, or their validity. Principles don't die. They aren't here one day and gone the next. They can't be destroyed by fire, earthquake, or theft. Principles are deep, fundamental truths, classic truths, generic, common denominators. Hey! Principles are tightly interwoven threads filled with beauty, consistency, love, strength, and they are the fabric of life. So even in the midst of people or circumstances that seem to ignore the principles, we can be secure in the knowledge that principles are bigger than people or circumstances, and thousands of years of history has told the same truth time and time again. Now, I was paraphrasing that last paragraph because basically he's saying principles, and I'm using the word universal laws or source energy or God or higher power. And when you are plugged into this energy, this entity, this powerful power, the most powerful entity in the universe, you begin to live in harmony with the laws. Let me talk about energy a little bit more. But again, please feel to call in and share your ideas. 646-564-9619. This energy, contrast to what I was taught, and probably you too, each of us has a unique and personal relationship with this source energy, with this universal energy. It's an individual relationship. And remember, we all are as different as our fingerprints. Now, sometimes we tend to forget that because, I don't know about you, but I remember saying plenty of times, you should, and why don't you, and this is the right way. In other words, everybody's path is different. Our fingerprints are different for a reason. It's time to allow these other people to live out their journey, to be who they need to be without interference. So everything is made of energy. And energy including source energy, can be measured. And what that means is we measure energy by their vibration. Everything has a unique vibration. Everything has a unique feel. Low vibrations, high vibrations. Everything is measured. Energy is measured by a vibration. And so we all vibrate at a certain frequency. We all vibrate at a certain level. And the interesting thing is, whatever we are vibrating, then that is what we're going to attract. We're going to attract like vibrations. So I like to say it's like listening to a radio. What's your favorite station? It's like tuning in to your favorite station. Is your station 102 point complaining? Maybe it's 97.4 blaming. Maybe it's a cool station, 84.3 negativity. Or how about this one? 79.0 gossip, 88.4 worrying. This is one of my favorites. 100 victim. The list is endless. And again, remember I said at the beginning of the show, all of those emotions that I just listed, they're man-made, they're learned, and when anything is learned, that means it can be unlearned. The easiest way to discover what station is your favorite or what station you're tuned into is by honestly, and I mean honestly, looking into the mirror and coming up with the answers. Now, it seems easy. I look in the mirror every day. And let me be clear. I'm not talking about looking in the mirror and being critical. I'm talking about looking in the mirror and being honest. I can tell you that I gossiped. I worried. I didn't do the victim thing. I did the aggressive, big mouth, the loud mouth. Yeah, you better or else. That was my whole thing. Could I look in the mirror and say that's what I was? And hey, now let me say this. If you like everything that you enjoy how you are, what you're doing, what you're feeling, this show is for you also, because you know what? That's okay. I am not here to say you need to change or you need to do anything. All I'm here is to say that I got to a certain point in my life where, quite frankly, I wasn't too happy, and I wasn't too happy, and the way that manifested was nothing could satisfy me. No matter what, an exotic trip, an expensive car, jewelry, homes, handsome husband, a wonderful son, nothing could satisfy me because I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't paying any attention to what, I didn't know that there is an internal need. It's a craving for this connection to universal source. And as usual, I cannot believe that the time for the show is almost up. In fact, I only have a couple minutes to go. But you know what? I am going to continue this tomorrow. Same time, 7 p.m. we are going to do part two of coming back from vacation off of my spiritual hiatus. And tomorrow, let me tell you what our topics are going to be. This is what I learned on the hiatus. This is what I learned during my spiritual hibernation. Because prior to that, I used the word happy. I want to be happy. I want to feel happy, happy, happy. You know, that's my thing, how to maintain and sustain happiness. But what the universe taught me and what the universe showed me is that I was using a word that the universe doesn't work, that the universe doesn't use. What the show is going to be about tomorrow, and you have to tune in to hear it or listen to a podcast, is what I'm going to replace the word happiness with. The universe basically narrowed down all of these concepts, joy, happiness, patience, gratitude, all of these concepts come under a heading that is only one word. Oh, wait. Actually, two words. I'm sorry. Two words. One concept. And you, my dear audience, are going to have to tune in to tomorrow's show, part two. What am I going to replace maintaining and sustaining happiness, maintaining and sustaining fill in the blank? And you will hear that on tomorrow's show. You've been listening to Rebecca Norrington, Reality Spirituality. I will talk to you, TTM, tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Spirituality. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. Good.